What is up, everyone? I hope we're all having a great day today. So this episode is different. As you can tell by the title, it is a Q&A slash update episode. Not a scary episode. My thinking with this is I've got some holiday episodes kind of going on right now. So I thought since this is somewhat of the beginning of season two still, or we're still in the beginning part of it, I would just kind of do the Q&As as well as the update episode. And any point along the line, if I'm not able to record, I'll probably just go ahead and do an update episode. I wasn't really planning on dropping anything in terms of episode-wise, but if you follow me on Instagram, then you see I've been somewhat busy. So right now, I'm actually at work. And I'm on my lunch break right now. Imagine if I was just like told my boss, oh, hey, I'm going to go to the restroom for a little bit. And I just started recording. That'd be funny. But no, I'm on my lunch break right now. So I only have a little bit of time to do this, but it should be just a quick, simple, pretty easy episode. Since this is like a Q&A episode, I'm not going to do too much editing. But I am back in my little booth. I'm having my little lunch in my booth. But yeah, I'm drinking like a coffee. And yeah, I'm pretty set here. So let's jump on in it. Okay, yeah, let's just start off. So before we jump on in, I'm not going to be disclosing any names for anybody who has asked me a question. Going forward, I will not disclose any names as well, just to kind of keep their privacy private. And also, I only got about 5 questions, which isn't bad. But I originally wasn't planning on doing an episode because of the low number of questions. Instead I just kind of directly messaged the people who asked me questions and, just kind of had like a little chat with them. But since I do have pretty exciting news as well, I thought, you know, what the heck with it? Let's just do a quick Q&A slash update. So let's just jump into it. The first question is, what episode do you recommend? Which episode was your favorite? And I asked them, like, you know, do you mind providing me a little bit more information so I could better answer your question? Like, what exactly are you asking type of thing? And essentially what she was saying is, like, which episode was fun to record and which episode do you reference a lot? Which episode was just overall fun to do? And that has to be, hands down, Night Owl episode. That's always one that comes to mind because, so every time I write a story, I write it with the intent of what is something that I would like to hear? What is a story that I would like to, like hear for a scary story or a creepypasta or whatever like that, you know? So Night Owl is not only that episode, but also it was fun recording it. It was fun writing it, and it was just overall fun making. I didn't have to do too much editing with that episode, and whenever I did have to edit, it wasn't anything big. More like the usual stuff, but in terms of sound, the sound editing is honestly the part that not takes up the most time. It's just I really have to be careful with that. It sounds weird, sounds kind of hard to explain, but you kind of have to be in control of it. Like, you have to make sure to edit out the parts where the recording stopped, the recording finished. If you're going to loop it, you got to make sure to especially be careful of the beginning part. If there's no sound and you put it on a loop, then you're going to kind of come across an area where there's no sound. So, in the loop, so it's going to kind of break the whole content. So for Night Owl's episode, it was just a really easy episode to record, really laid back. Plus, I got to bash Jeffrey Epstein. I think we all kind of forgot about the whole Epstein thing that happened. and I kind of use my platform to kind of just, you know, do my best of bringing that back up, not in a way where it's like, let's think about this really horrific thing that happened, but let's kind of hold everybody who was involved accountable for it. I'm not about to get into politics on my podcast. I do talk about politics outside of my podcast, but it was just something that really resonated with me. And this was kind of like a for sure thing that, okay, there's no left side, right side. This is kind of like a morality thing. So I felt very safe in kind of speaking my opinion about, you know, kind of, you know, like, this guy sucks, then that's the polite thing I'm going to say. I would like to say more, but again, I'm not doing too much editing. And my little like beep out sound is on my phone, and I'm recording on my phone right now, so I can't beep it out. But if I could, I'd probably say some more colorful words to describe Jeffrey Epstein. But I kind of got to bring awareness back to that and use my platform, as, you know, still small as it is, to kind of bring awareness and do my part to kind of like bring awareness to it and just kind of like, hey, like, let's not forget the people who are involved and let's continue to hold them accountable, you know? So it kind of occurred to me that I'm saying a lot. There I go again. Anyway, that's kind of like a filler word for me. I'm going to try not to say that as much as possible, but I can't promise anything. Again, I can't do too much editing just because I don't have my whole thing in front of me that I use, like my whole tablet and everything. But I will be trying not to say the word so much. But if I do, please forgive me. Also, I'm not giving the same answers that I did in the direct messages that I sent out. The reason why is because I don't want to read the messages word for word. You know, I think that'd be a little boring. I want to try to give new answers. And if I give the same answers, then that's fine. But I just want to try to give new answers every time as well. Although in the first question, it was the same answer. Not for word for word, though. Anyway, I'm going off on a tangent. What is something that you wish you had known before you started a podcast? So this is a good one. I think the thing I wish I knew before starting a podcast was how to better use my equipment. When I first started, I really didn't know what I was doing. I was using one app to record onto and publishing it onto Anchor. And or transferring it to Anchor and then editing a little bit more through Anchor, as well as the original app that I used to record in the first place. I was doing a lot of really technical things and trying to be as technical as possible, but I was kind of learning as I was going. And even now, I'm still kind of learning as I go. But I think one thing that I really had an understanding about when I was first starting off was how the whole thing worked technical, you know what I mean? Like, I wish I knew how to better edit. I wish I knew how to better record. I wish I knew how to better kind of do things like that. Also, another thing is the scripts. I wish I knew of a better app that allowed me to write scripts out just for the podcast. You know, I write all my scripts out, and whenever I go back and record them, because they're in script format, I'll leave little notes for myself, like, read this part of action. Originally, you shouldn't be able to hear it, you should be able to see it, but because I'm limited only to vocals, I can't really give a good representation of what I'm saying or what I'm doing or what I'm trying to convey. So oftentimes I'll have to read the action and kind of, you know, I kind of have to read the script a different way. It's written like an actual screenplay, but it doesn't translate well to podcasts. So I'm still trying to find another app to help me with the writing for the podcast, because when I tried to read from the script to a podcast form, it doesn't, like I said, it just doesn't translate too well. And it kind of shows a very little bit in my podcasts. I try not to let it affect it as much as possible, but still, it's there. So that's something that I wish I knew before I started. And then, let's just jump into question number three. Who are your influences? Mr. Ballin is definitely an influence. I'm a fan of Mr. Ballin. I follow him on Instagram, and he posted something about his son, like a picture of him and his son. And I commented on the picture, just kind of like, you know, that's, you know, you got a beautiful son, you got a beautiful family, kind of stuff like that. And he actually replied back to it, and it was just like a simple thank you. But I was just kind of like, oh shoot, Mr. Ballin and I are friends, I guess, now, you know. I do love Mr. Ballin, and that is something that I really try to strive for in my own style. I respect his style. I respect the way he does his episodes and things like that. I want to do my own kind of thing, but I always kind of strive to not be like Mr. Ballin, but kind of be like, okay, I want to kind of have this fluidity. I want to have this type of way of talking where people just get really enticed into what I'm saying, and they just, you know, they go through like a 30-minute video as if it was 5 seconds. You know what I mean? I think my content is enjoyable, but as like a third-party perspective, and I see Mr. Ballin doing his thing, I'm just kind of like, man, that's just great. That's just absolute artwork right there. Like, he's just absolutely amazing. My second influence would actually be a creepypasta creator who was mostly on Reddit. This was some time ago, back in like 2014 or something. I almost started a creepypasta career because I was listening to this one dude on Reddit, and I would listen to all of his content. He was only on Reddit, though. He was never on YouTube or anything like that. And it was this really cool guy with this really cool voice. And he just had this way of talking about his creepypastas in a way that it was just like, yes, tell me more, you know? I don't know his name, but if it wasn't for him, I don't think I would ever really pursue, or I don't think I would have thought about pursuing, like doing creepypastas or doing scary stories, because, I don't know, there's just something about his content that made it sound so fun, so inviting, and so really nice. So, he's definitely somebody who, while I don't remember his name, again, this is back in like 2014, he's kind of the one who made me get interested in, like, maybe I should do creepypastas, or maybe I should do, like, scary stories or something like that. So, again, he was only on Reddit. It really sucked, but his content was just so amazing. And there were a lot of stories that I haven't really heard of either. I remember back in 2014, a lot of creepypasta creators were kind of collaborating with each other and doing stories off of other people's stories, kind of doing like their own version of retellings. And his were always so, while he was telling a different story that somebody else wrote, it was oftentimes just his own spin on it. And that was just absolutely amazing. But yeah, so there's that. Question number four is a really easy to answer question. If you could have one superpower, what would it be? And that is shapeshifting. I would love to be able to shapeshift into anything, really, like animals, objects. I think it would just be awesome, especially like animals. I really love Teen Titans, and Beast Boy is just like, I just love Beast Boy. So if I could shapeshift into animals, I think that would just be really awesome. Like turtles only need like 2 hours of sleep, I think, or something. So imagine you come home after like partying or a long day of work or whatever. You got to wake up early the next day. You just turn into a turtle, go to sleep for 2 hours, wake up, turn back into like a human, and dude, you're good, man. You slept 3 hours. Guess what? You like slept in, you know? So shapeshifting, if I could shapeshift, that'd be pretty sweet, honestly. And then the fifth question is simply put favorite color ? I love that. My favorite color transitions from a few things, and it just kind of depends as well. Like, I love the color blue. I also really love the color pink, the color black, and some green. I used to like green a lot more when I was in high school. I don't know what it is now. Now I just like more of like blue colors, things like that. If it's a matte color and it's like black or blue or something like that, I'm digging it. If it's like a really nice pastel color, I'm digging it. So I guess I just like vibrant colors, but not like overly vibrant. You know, I don't want to get a headache by looking at it. But if it's like a nice pink, a nice blue, or a nice black, I'm going to love it, you know? Or even like a fluorite green. If you ever have like the crystal fluorite, I really love that green color. So there's that as well. Or like a smoky quartz. If you've ever seen like a smoky quartz crystal, that too. That would be pretty sick. So those are the questions. And now I just want to kind of jump into the update. Okay, so now the exciting part, little drum roll. Okay, I don't know if that came out too well. Anyway, so the really exciting thing is I was talking to my friend Josh. And by the way, if you don't follow me on Instagram, go ahead and follow me on Instagram just because this information is on my Instagram. And also, if you just ever want to DM me, go for it. I love conversations. I do suck at getting back to people, though. My fiance is the only person who I really text back the quickest, but even then, sometimes I'm kind of playing Skyrim or, you know, watching TV or just kind of doing my own thing, and I'll see, like, oh shoot, I got like a missed text from her for like an hour ago, you know. So please keep in mind that I do suck at getting back to people. But yes, yeah, so I met up with my friend Josh, I want to say either last Thursday or Friday, but we met up, and he's a friend of mine that goes back to the movie theater that I used to work at. We used to work with each other, and we used to talk all the time about like anime, video games, and, you know, just Skyrim, D&D, and just things like that, just nerdy things, as well as horror things. So he met up with me on last Thursday or Friday, and we were just kind of talking. At first I thought he just had like an episode idea that he wanted to talk to me about and kind of get my opinion on and things like that, but he actually wants to work with me. So I'm actually proud to say that I have my first team member. So Josh is my creative consultant. He's my first ever team member on my podcast, and I'm super excited. I always kind of dream about having a very small kind of group of like team members, you know, employees, whatever you want to call it. I've always kind of dreamt about having that. And so he's really kind of doing me a favor, not only by wanting to be a member of my team, but also just kind of helping to make that dream come true a little bit, like little by little, you know what I mean? I asked him if he wanted to do a little recording and kind of send to me, because I was planning to do this at work. He said that he's okay. He's like me, where he's like more in the background, which I get. So he didn't really want to do any shout outs or anything like that, but he's really great. He knows a bunch of artists. He knows a bunch of people. And so what he's going to be doing for me is he's going to be helping me with the marketing. He's going to be helping me with like possible sponsorships. He's going to be helping me with advertisement and things like that. And he's got a lot of really good ideas. He was talking to me the other day about possibly getting a booth and even plushies and things like that too. So I'm down. I'm down to see where this goes. And I know he's a really cool guy. He's got some really good ideas. So I'm really excited to hear about that. Also, he's going to be helping me with this upcoming holiday special. It's his idea, and I'm just going to be telling it. But yeah, I'm really excited to have Josh on my team. Trying to think if there's anything else. Essentially, oh yeah, also another thing he's going to be doing is he's going to be helping me with my scripts for YouTube. He's going to help me take my scripts from season one and to make them YouTube ready. So what I mean by that is he's going to kind of take my scripts and rewrite them to be a certain way, which I'm not going to say because that would be spoiling things. If you want to check it out, you're just gonna have to wait until the YouTube comes up, which I'll get to in a little bit. But yeah, so he's gonna help me with that. I already kind of told him because this whole thing is somewhat, I'm very excited to have him on my team, but I've never had anybody kind of like help me with these things, that I've never had anybody kind of like want to assist me or even approach me to be like, hey, can I, like, I want to work with you. So I'm very flattered, very excited, but at the same time I'm very kind of like just kind of like, ooh, you know, I hope I do a good job at doing what I need to do to make sure he has a good time too. But yes, he's a really cool guy. He already knows I'm very picky about my script writing. He already knows that I'm very particular with how I write scripts and how I come up with the ideas. Yeah, he already knows that. So he's going to be helping me with the rewriting of the scripts as well as marketing and things like that. I'm really excited to have him on my team. And in terms of my YouTube, I'm talking with a lot of who I was about to give some away. I'm talking with a lot of artists. I'm talking with a lot of not a lot, but I'm talking with some voice actors and actresses, talking to a few artists and just kind of getting things ready for YouTube. I'm doing the prep right now and I'm gonna start recording for it soon. I want to drop my YouTube relatively soon, and there's gonna be an episode in this season's lineup that is going to directly tie into my YouTube universe, I guess you could say. So they are going to be kind of connected. My YouTube is going to help my podcast, and podcast is going to help my YouTube. And I'm really excited with where it's going to be going. As of right now, I don't have a release date in mind, but I want to obviously get it out as soon as possible. For my YouTube, I'm probably not going to be posting as often as I do my podcast. I do want to drop as many things from my YouTube as possible because I actually would like to make a transition onto YouTube and maybe do podcasting little by little, or keep podcasting going, do YouTube. I'm playing it by ear. I have some things that I would like to happen in mind, but I'm also kind of playing it by ear, seeing how it goes. So as of right now, those are the only updates. Josh, my dude, if you're listening to this, I appreciate you, my guy. But yeah, I'm super excited with everything that's gonna happen. Next episode is going to be the holiday episode, so I'm currently in the process of writing it right now, and I'm going to be touching base with Josh. This is his episode, so I want to have him as hands-on as he wants to be. He's communicated to me that he just kind of wants to give me the idea. He still wants to be part of the script writing, which, yes, by all means, go for it. You know, if you have a really good idea and I end up putting it in an episode, I will be contacting you to kind of be like, hey, like, how hands-on do you want to be? Do you want me to send you the script afterwards? And things like that. So Josh and I are working on this episode. I'm very excited about it. And yeah, so thank you all for listening. I appreciate you. And I just hope that all of you have a great day today. I just want to leave you with that. If you do anything today, I really hope that you just have a really beautiful, great day. And yeah, okay, bye. Peace.